We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The preacher and the teacher. Mustard and Johnson. It's Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Talk all things socks, pats, B's and C's right now with Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network at WEEI.com.
And welcome to another edition of the Mustard and Johnson Show. Halfway through February. Spring just around the corner, we hope.
My kind of winter.
Yep. Red Sox down in Fort Myers. What do you mean your kind of winter? What do you
like
about that?
Not that much snow.
No. Nope. Every time it snowed.
I can deal with the cold.
It has snowed three times this year. Once in November, once a little bit after Christmas, and a couple days ago. And each time the rain came right after it, washing it right away. We have no complaints about winter so far, and hopefully the nature gods will keep us snow-free for the rest of the way.
I'm sure the plow drivers and the hardware stores with all the shovels and salt and everything, they're not happy.
I made a major mistake back in early November. We had our first snowfall before Thanksgiving. It was a Thursday night into Friday morning, and I went out there and shoveled the snow, and I didn't notice it at the time, but hours later, suddenly I had a groin injury that I have not been able to shake since early November. And I blame that November snowstorm for my...
I think you need a good rub down.
I am getting those professionally done.
Wiggy can send you to a few places.
I'm sure that would be... that's fine. Thank you. I have a nice physical therapist that's doing the job for me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but not like his.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Want to tell me about it?
He just sees strip joints and...
You cannot help yourself.
He can. I'm just telling you where to go to get it done right.
Who was this again?
Wiggy.
Who's Wiggy?
Honest to God, you are so mis.
Does he work at this radio station?
He's on in the morning. Former tight end with the Patriots. He's on in the mornings. Does some morning shows
on this station?
Yeah.
Really? Boy, where have I been?
I don't know. You're out in the woods someplace. What are you doing now? Are you still tutoring? Or what
I am.
Doing?
I'm looking for tutoring business. So if you have a young middle schooler or a high schooler in need of some...
Or an adult who's missed a few years.
Yep. Some test prep, maybe. Some English lit. Some reading. Anything that they may need help in. I am.
How do they
I'm
get in touch with you?
That's a good question.
I know. I just call it the
just
station.
Just call it the station. Yeah,
no, we can leave your name and phone number, and Craig will get in touch with you.
Yeah, we can feel some potential clients here at the station.
You got a kid who just got out of jail or something. That'll be good.
Excellent. So what is on your mind as far as the sports world
is
concerned?
Quite a few things going on. Obviously, it's in the NBA's All-Star Weekend, and that's usually pretty good, the skills competition. I don't know why in the dunk competition. I think, they get into that debate about Jordan and LeBron and the like. But I think one of the things with Jordan is he's participated in so many things. And he participated in the slam dunk. And we all remember that dunk from the foul line and the like. And he did all that. LeBron and Wade, they don't get involved in anything. And I don't think that helps your name brand any. So... they got a bunch of no-names to participate in a slam dunk contest, so that's not as exciting as it used to be.
Well, the three-point contest, you got Curry, but after that, I mean, everybody wants to see Steph Curry shoot three-pointers. I mean, he just lit up the Celtics three, 4 weeks ago with that game in the Garden in the second quarter, five straight three-pointers that took about a minute and a half.
I think Larry Bird had the classic line when he participated in that, though, and he... came into the dressing room, he's looking all around, and people, what are you looking at? He says, I just want to know who's going to be number two.
Yeah, who's coming in second?
He was a riot.
That was vintage Bird, circa 1985, and of course, Celtic fans also remember D. Brown pumping up his sneakers in the 91.
Blindfolded.
Was he blindfolded for that one? Well,
he put his arm over his eyes.
He didn't have exactly a blindfold. But
he was way ahead of his time. Now he was a computer geek and the like, so he got involved in that.
And he had a great rookie year. Blew out his knee the second year. Never quite the same player. But that was an exciting time. And I'll admit, I think it's a little bit easier to have. I have a 13-year-old who loves all this stuff. We'll be watching the 3-point contest. No question, the point dunk. You know, the slam dunk.
There's nothing else on. I don't mind it. Are you upset about Kyrie if he plays?
I think it's absolutely absurd that he would play, given his injury history. Why Kyrie would skip two regular season Celtic games? I mean, they are not the number one team in the East. You're chasing Milwaukee. You're trying to beat some of the other competition, which is pretty intense this year for a change in the Eastern Conference with LeBron over in the West. And so you skip those two games, and legitimately so. He's got a sprained right knee. Discretion's the better part of valor. Why would he feel the need to play in the All-Star game? The only answer to that question would be because he's Kyrie.
Well, I think that there's no defense played, let's face it. I think the...
Are you saying that you would...
I don't mind him playing.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I don't. Why should you mind?
Larry, I know it's not a serious
injury.
Don't
be surprised if you see Davis out there today.
Why?
I mean Sunday.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You miss two regular season Celtic games, particularly the game in Philadelphia. Now, you won the game without him, and that's another discussion. We're going to have that in a couple seconds. So there are a couple things I want to talk about with Kyrie. One is, should Kyrie be playing in the All-Star game?
Yes.
Absolutely. Definitively,
yes.
Without a question, no.
Of course he should. You go all the way down there, you got to play.
What do you mean you go all the way down there? What obligation?
He did coaching yesterday, and he'll play in the All-Star game.
But why, if you're not playing in the regular season games, which actually count, and this is a team with 20, 25 games left, you need to get home court advantage. If you have visions of playing Golden State in the finals.
Hey, get in your lane, bro.
I'm one of the best tattoo. No, I'm one of the tattoo artists in town.
Are you supposed to draw that for us? Get in your lane, bro.
Stay in your lane, bro.
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
What?
These are grown kids. They're going to do what they want to do.
Well, I'm not sure that Kyrie Irving, I don't care if he's making...
I don't see Celtics officials protesting at all.
Well, you don't know what they're saying behind the scenes.
They didn't want him to play. Do you think he'd play?
Kyrie Irving pretty much marches to the beat of his own drummer, I would say.
No.
Do you really think that that Kyrie Irving is going to be subject to anybody's authority except his own? He keeps his own counsel, as we well know.
But that's the way the NBA is going. Everybody keeps talking about Silver and what a great job he's doing and the like. But the reality is, with the Davis mess going on down in New Orleans and Demps being fired and left and right, these players are overgrown children. They do what they want to do. When they know Durant, they said he's going to leave Golden State. They hop from team to team. I don't think it's good. But I think that's the way the league is going.
Here's the problem the Celtics have. Right now, as you well know, the Celtics aren't married to Kyrie. They're only engaged.
Engaged.
And you know what? Kyrie, he's a little volatile, a little temperamental, a little mercurial. If he is told that he can't get his way...
He pouts.
And he's going to pout. And you know what? He could break off this engagement. And the Celtics, you know, they've already ordered the flowers... They've ordered the cake, and I hear it's a Shaw's vanilla cake, Larry.
What kind of dating?
Okay. The bridegrooms have already ordered their dresses.
What kind of dating?
Okay. So all the Celtics want to do is make sure that marriage ceremony, they hired the band.
Any intimacy or just kind of dating?
No, it's an engagement, and they're old-fashioned. They're old-fashioned, nothing until marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the band. They got the bridesmaids have ordered their dresses, the flowers and the cake have been ordered, and they don't want Kyrie to spoil that party. That ceremony has to happen on July 1st. So they're going to put up with anything that Kyrie does or says, and they're going to have to tolerate. I can't believe you're on board in this. You are. What happened to the old Larry Johnson?
I'm on board with it. I said, if he wants to play, play.
When have you become Mr. Permissive? I thought you were this old school guy, you know, Spare the rod and spare the child.
You think Davis spoil should, the child. You think Davis should play?
I don't care about Anthony Davis.
You better care about
okay,
him.
Okay, I'm worried about the Boston Celtics, and they're getting home court advantage in the Eastern Conference. Right now, if the season ended today, there are 24 games left before the season ends, they'd be in fourth place. They would have to play Milwaukee in the second round, and if it was a game seven, it'd be in Milwaukee.
He's got to do a play. He's got to do electrify the crowd with some passing.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to see Kyrie and
some of his dipsy-doo layups and the like.
And that All-Star game. I mean, that's appointment viewing. I mean, of all the All-Star games, all right, that's a must-see.
All right, you tell him not to play.
Listen, that's the problem. No one can tell him.
You're right.
And since when have you signed off on today's
It's not a question
modern,
of signing off.
Are you giving up?
The reality
Larry
is...
Larry Johnson, you've been...
The reality is they do what they want to do.
You have been worn down and defeated. You are but a shell of your former
You're
self.
You're right.
You are left just a, in a...
You know why?
In a crumbling heap.
You know why? Because I don't care.
But I do.
Well, fine. Just, you want to sit up in nosebleed section and continue to watch this?
Well, here's the problem. I don't. You know, you may not
pay
care.
Pay $200 or $300 for a seat.
But you know what? I have a little clue for you. A lot of the people who listen to this radio show and listen to this station do care about the Celtics' fortunes. That's why they listen to this station. And you know what? Right now, it's a little...
I care about them winning, but you can't. You think you can control what these players are doing? No.
So we're just going to give up? We're not going to insert some sort of authority?
You don't have any authority.
Okay, that is true. It's a players' league. And you know what? This is the perfect microcosm of the fact it's a players' league. You may complain about, you know, LeBron getting together with his friends in Miami, LeBron going to L.A., Durant maybe going to the Knicks and getting together with Kyrie or maybe A.D.
LeBron going to a Duke game.
But, you know, we don't like how the players, and you were bemoaning this, you've been bemoaning it for as long as we've been on this radio station, 24 years and counting. Suddenly you're now waving the white flag. I surrender. Kyrie, I admit you're just a diva. You're a narcissist. We can't control you, so do anything
There's nothing,
you want.
Nothing you can do to stop it. That's all I'm saying to you. Nothing.
Well, okay. Well, I think there has to be something.
Like what?
Like maybe finally, Kyrie.
Why don't you get a sign and go down to the garden and wave it?
Kyrie, come to your bleeping senses. There is no gain going to the All-Star game. Okay? There's no upside. Give me one positive for Kyrie playing in utterly, completely.
He can show off his skills before a national audience.
Oh, wow. Like we have never seen Kyrie show off his skills before a national audience. This will be the first time. You know, who cares about the 2016 NBA Finals where he hit a three-pointer to beat the mighty 73-win Golden State Warriors? That audience wasn't big enough. We're going to have to display these
skills. The world.
Yeah, wow. It is, you know what? And now here's the problem. Ironically enough, Larry, we're saying that Kyrie's presence is absolutely indispensable for the Celtics to make up those games against Milwaukee, get the top seed in the Eastern Conference.
How did they win their last couple of games without him?
But that's the other discussion about Kyrie. Are the Celtics, now this may seem completely foolish, very naive, because they were asking the same question about Bird back in 92 in his last year when he had all the back problems? And the Celtics were still winning without him.
What about the bar fight?
And that was 85. That was well before that. But this was near the tail end of his career. They were still winning, and they were winning playoff games, and Bird didn't play. And people saying, maybe the Celtics are better without Larry Bird. And now, of course, you've heard this discussion, particularly that Philadelphia game. Perhaps in this talent-laden, all-star lineup, maybe there's more chemistry, more camaraderie, more cohesiveness when Kyrie isn't in the lineup. So we're talking about two very different
Are they
things.
Better off without him?
Well, that's my question. So if you don't...
Absolutely not.
Okay, so if you don't believe, this is my point, if you don't believe the Celtics are better off without him, then how can you possibly sign off on his risking an injury in an All-Star game?
Everybody else is playing. They're risking an injury also.
Okay. How many games did Kyrie play in the playoffs last year for the Celtics?
He didn't.
He didn't. Why would that be?
But he was hurt.
Right. How many games did he play for Cleveland in not the one they won, but the year before against Golden State? Maybe one or two?
Yeah.
Because he got hurt.
Yeah.
He's always hurt, and it's always a knee injury. He is prone to injury. Why do you want to exacerbate that problem by allowing him to play in the All-Star?
What are the, again, what are the Celtics officials saying?
Oh, Larry, I don't care what anybody's saying.
They don't care about you. You're a voice in the wilderness.
They don't care about me.
Nobody cares about you.
I understand that no one cares about me. But if you're a Celtic,
they don't even know who you are.
But if you're a Celtic fan,
a piece of lint on a jacket.
You care about Kyrie Irving playing the rest of the year.
I do.
Okay. All right. But there is a school of thought out there. And I've heard it, and I'm almost tempted to buy into it. I don't, but I'm almost tempted to buy into it, that when Kyrie is not there, that all these other players tend to step up their game.
Well, the ball moves better, that's for sure.
I mean, there is a significant improvement. Like, who plays the first guy, obviously, Terry Rozier, is a completely different player when Kyrie is not playing. He is confident with his three. He knows he's going to get more playing time. He's just a different player. You can make a case for almost everybody on the team, and I just read an article on this in the Globe. Tom Keegan wrote this in, not the Globe, the Herald. Except for Morris and Tatum, every other significant contributor on the team plays better. The numbers are better. Shooting statistics, points per game, rebounds, whatever, they all play better when Kyrie isn't there. And sometimes they play better intangibly when Kyrie's not there. That game in Philadelphia, did you think the Celtics were going to win that game without Kyrie?
So get rid of him then.
I'm not saying get rid of
him. Well, Horford played out of his mind.
It's certainly fodder for discussion. Are the Celtics better without Kyrie? And if they are, then who cares if he plays in the All-Star game?
Not in the long run, no.
So you don't care if he plays in the All-Star game or not, yet you also, contradictorily, sort of, if that's a word, paradoxically, you believe that the Celtics' long-term success hinges on Kyrie's being here for the playoffs and beyond.
Exactly.
Okay, so why would you care if he played in an All-Star game?
Because I think that I enjoy watching him, and I think, if he wants to go out there and hone his skills in front of a national audience.
Larry, no one's playing any defense. It's an exhibition taken to a ludicrous extent.
That's why he should play.
You want to see him in a ludicrous, meaningless, senseless? It's one joke for 48 minutes, for crying out loud.
Well, so what?
Okay, listen. Kyrie can go down there. He can hang out with his pals. He can talk to KD about what it's like to live in the New York area. He can do all those things. He can revel in his stardom. Maybe he can promote his next movie, but he shouldn't be playing in the game. And if you're a Celtic fan and you think that Kyrie is indispensable to your success this year and the years after that, you got to do that. And it's sad.
How much do you think he's going to play?
I don't think he should be playing at all. It sends a terrible message. I'm not able to play in the two regular season games before the All-Star break, but I can play in the game.
If he feels fine, he should go out there and have himself a good time.
All right. If you're the Celtics, you have to be cautious.
I don't hear anybody saying anything.
And they're walking on proverbial eggshells because they know how temperamental he is, and they know what a narcissist he is.
Are they better off without him?
Listen, we know that fourth quarter in any game that's tight is Kyrie time. He takes over a game. The problem is he that cohesive, galvanizing force that makes everybody else around him better for 48 minutes?
Would you rather have Harden?
No, I can't stand Harden. I hate James Harden. I hate watching him play.
Yeah.
I have a child lock on all Houston Rockets games. I will not allow my son to watch James Harden. Because talk about...
Throw up 60 shots a game.
Talk about teaching bad habits. Here, just move out of the way. Let James Harden do his thing. Listen, two things are going to happen when James Harden gets the ball. Now, you could make a case that it's very productive. He either gets fouled when he goes to the basket, or he steps back and hits one of his patented long three-point shots. But talk about no understanding of how to play a team game. You don't like him either?
No.
Okay. Kyrie isn't in James Harden's category, but he's not a guy that's going to make everybody else around him better. Okay. Is he that player?
Why do the Penguins fire Demps?
The Penguins?
Yeah.
What are you talking?
New Orleans Penguins.
The New Orleans Penguins.
Yeah.
They're the Pelicans? I thought you were talking hockey there for a second.
Are they Penguins or the Pelicans?
They're the Pelicans.
Oh, they all look alike. Well, it's a stupid name to begin with.
It's funny. Our producer, Eamon, went to University of Pittsburgh.
He did.
And he often thought he was in New Orleans. They're very similar. Pittsburgh and New Orleans.
Easy confusion.
People always say, now, you went to Tulane. Is that in Pittsburgh? Or, now, Duquesne, that's in New Orleans, right? Yeah, okay.
So why did they fire Demps?
I have no idea. Well, how is this germane to our discussion?
It's germane because on July 1st, the Celtics are going to try and do the marriage with Irving. And, of course, they have a big problem now because they have a temporary GM in Terry, Kerry. as to what they're going to do with Davis.
I guess Kyrie's insisting that his best man at this wedding
be
Anthony Davis?
Yes.
Yes. So you're saying...
And Davis doesn't know if he wants to go to the wedding.
So how is... he does know. He doesn't want to go to the wedding. He said any wedding in Boston he would not want to follow through on.
Right.
Okay, so his father said that. He is. That's not on the list of potential teams he would like to go to if he were traded.
He's not wearing a white tux.
Right. So what are you saying? That the other thing, and I think that's a good point now that I think about it, is Demps firing, is that good for the Celtics or not good for the Celtics?
I don't think it's good because this is the guy you've been negotiating with and you gave him a list of players and the like and... It's all set, let's wait till July, and then all of a sudden they get rid of him. So now they got to figure out who they're going to be negotiating with.
One thing Danny does have in his favor, he has a lot of chips. I mean, I want to be Danny Ainge in any future trade deal for Anthony Davis or any player because he has a lot of people to offer. As
draft picks.
Yeah. Now, the question would be, Demps, according to most reports... insisted that Jason Tatum had to be part of that deal. And I'm sure Danny said, I cannot give you Tatum. At least for now, I can't give you Tatum. Would the next GM be willing to take a Rozier Brown package, for instance, instead of Tatum?
No, I think Tatum has to be in the deal.
If you're New Orleans...
I don't want to do it.
No.
But they're insistent on doing it.
All right, so you don't want... But wait a minute. You just told me that Kyrie is the future of this team, and you have to believe the Celtics are going to have to promise something. And probably is going to have to be Anthony Davis.
He's the best young player on their team, Tatum, to trade him.
Well, I remember... was a certain commentator on Celtic basketball games. He was a coach and he was a player, insisted he would actually quit being a broadcaster if Al Jefferson were traded to any
Big
team,
Al.
Including the Minnesota Timberwolves.
That is bogus!
No, you said it, Tommy. Sorry, you can't get out of that one. They got Kevin Garnett in return. That worked out pretty well, if I do recall, for the Celtics, as sacrificial as the Al Jefferson trade was. So, no, I understand what you're saying. The Celtics are on pins and needles. They have to completely kowtow and cater to everything
Kyrie
wants.
They have to make sure Kyrie doesn't get hurt.
Yes, yes.
And they have, wait a minute, and they have to make sure Davis doesn't get hurt.
Okay, so why are they letting him play in the All-Star game?
Because they do what they want to do. Why don't you understand that?
So anyway, so let me just get you this straight. It's as ridiculously contradictory as this is. You don't care if he plays in the All-Star game, yet you think he's indispensable to the short and long-term success of this team, Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't feel there's any downside at all to him playing in that game?
Well, anybody can get hurt. That's obvious.
Okay. But why didn't he play in the two games that mattered?
Because
that actually counted the standings. So the knee is suddenly healed?
I'm healed.
It's miraculous. What, did he go to your church last Sunday? He got healed.
Asked the Lord to put his hands on his knee and healed him.
All right. 617-779-7937. Larry Johnson is just a shell of his former self. He's completely crumbled. He's just an utter pile of rubble. Here is the guy that used to hate when athletes got overpaid, hated when they were divas and selfish and only cared about themselves. Kyrie, you can do anything that you want. It's okay.
I'm not saying I like it. It's a reality check.
You just waved the white flag. You're surrendering.
Why don't you go down there and stand by the parking lot with a sign about Kyrie?
You're just a puddle of what you used to be.
Why don't you go down there?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because you're protesting.
Danny Ainge is in a position to maybe instill just a little authority in this.
Why doesn't
he? Little control and power? Because he knows, unfortunately, you're right. You're indifferent to it. You've resigned yourself to it. Players run the league, and that's all there is to it. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We are here till 11 o'clock, so get on board. It's the Pony Express. James Dickerson at that time right here on Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is Mustard and Johnson, Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI and WEEI.com.
Should Kyrie stay in Boston? What do you think?
I think he should stay based on Boston's roster. When you really look at the young pieces they got in play, the only person really coming up a free agent, I think, is Al Horford, who has an option, but he's not going to opt out of $30 million. So you got everybody coming back. Do I think he's going to stay? No. I believe he's going to leave. I think Kyrie's has shown us it's not about necessarily winning championships with him. I think New York is probably the place that presents the best option for him for what he wants to do. With the shoe deal he has with Nike, the individual where he could be a star there going back home. I just don't think he's a true Celtic. You know, it's like when you're a Celtic, you kind of want to be there. Mm-hmm. I played there 7 years of my career. I saw Paul Pierce there. I know how true Celtics are. I don't think Kyrie's yet a true Celtic and believes he's a true Celtic.
Wow. Antoine Walker, way to go, guy.
Laying
I like
it down.
That is one hot take right there, Antoine Walker on
the
FS1.
Walker wiggle.
Yep, the old wiggle, and of course Antoine had some winning seasons, had a couple of good playoff runs with Pierce, but it all didn't come together until the big three later on in the decade. But wow, Antoine Walker laying down the gauntlet right there. Kyrie not a true Celtic. I don't think he cares about winning championships, and he'd rather promote his shoe deal in his movies in New York.
Pretty glib.
I like that. Boy, that is strong stuff from Antoine. And so that's.
I agree with him, though. I think he's cut from a different material. I don't think he really wants to be here. I think he wanted to, but I think he gets restless. I really do. They got his picture plastered on the side of the wall there by their practice facility, but I don't think he wants to be here
in
the long run.
Here's the problem with Kyrie. Kyrie parted ways with LeBron because he was chafing under LeBron's very strong presence. He wanted to have a team that he could lead. The problem is he's an alpha player, but he's not an alpha leader. He's a beta leader. He does not have, he may be a Zeta leader. I don't think he has the leadership skills. He's trying to be
a better guy. It's a tough team to lead because they're split age-wise.
Well, you have Horford.
You got some veteran players, and
Morris.
Then you got the kids.
Yeah. So how can you lead a guy like Marcus Morris or a guy like Al Horford, who have been there before? Horford has, he's an older guy.
Let me ask you this, though. How can you lead a team where the best player on your team, they trade them at the end of the year? That's what he keeps hearing. How would you really want to put out with a team and they're trading them?
You're talking about Tatum?
Yeah.
Well, it's not Tatum. I mean, it's still... I think Kyrie came to Boston.
Yeah, but why would you give it to him if you know the team doesn't want you?
But I'm talking about Kyrie. I'm not
I understand that, but Kyrie's part of the a formula.
No, but my point is, Larry, Kyrie came here. Tatum's a different story. Kyrie came here because he wanted to have his own team, okay? And he found out that it's more than just being the best player on the team. He's one of the best players in the league. We understand that. He's extremely talented, has all the individual talent in the world. But he doesn't have leadership talent. That's what he doesn't have. I think that's pretty obvious. I think he's tried. I mean, I think he pretty much admitted it and acknowledged it when he called LeBron and said, oh, my God, my apologies. I didn't realize how hard this is. Being a good player is part of the equation. We know in the NBA, one player can make a difference. But if you're not an alpha dog, you're not going to win. I mean, it may be,
Well, here's part of the problem. Right. He should be a two guard instead of a one
exactly.
guard.
Exactly. And, you know, two guards aren't leaders. I mean, you can say that Jordan was a two.
No, you drop it. You can move easier without the ball.
Right.
You can get open. You can get your shots.
Right. Now, you can make a case that Jordan was a two, but I say he defied any particular position.
Well, he could be any
Jordan.
Number he wanted to
yeah.
be.
Yeah. There are a handful of players in the history of the NBA who are true alpha dog leaders. Russell, Bird, Magic, Jordan, and LeBron. I'd say five. That's it. There are other great players, but those guys combined the great talent with great leadership. Kareem didn't have it. Wilt didn't have it. They weren't the leaders that those guys were. Russell, Magic, Bird, Jordan, LeBron. Maybe they're not the best five players in the history of the league, but they're pretty close. But they're the greatest leaders in the history of the game.
What about Kobe?
Kobe wasn't, I mean, I think he still needed to do it. I know he won twice without Shaq. So maybe he's the other guy. But Kobe wasn't a guy. Do you sense Kobe's the guy that kept the team together? I'm not sure I think, as a matter of fact, that Kobe and Kyrie are very similar. And although, you know, obviously Kobe spent his entire career with the Lakers and won a lot more championships, I always thought that Kobe was always out for Kobe.
I think Kyrie is restless. That's the word for him. He's restless. He settles down in one place for a little while.
Right.
He tells the Celtics hopefuls that, oh, I'm here to stay. I want my number retired at the rafters and everything. And then the next thing you turn around and he's not that secure.
Right. But I thought that who would have saw that coming from Antoine Walker? You know, as a alum of the Celtics.
I don't think Kyrie's yet a true Celtic and believes he's a true Celtic.
Yeah.
I think he's right on.
Right. And, you know, I think Antoine Walker obviously was a true Celtic. Yeah, he played elsewhere, ended up in Miami. But, I mean, this guy gave his heart and soul, didn't have the talent that Kyrie did, didn't win a championship, but he gave his heart and soul to this franchise.
Well, see, that's the problem with Kyrie when you talk about him. The talent that he has is what makes it so difficult. But, you know, why wouldn't you want to play here? Because the guy is so damn talented.
Right. But you have resigned yourself to the fact that you have to deal with...
He's a spoiled child,
right,
okay?
Right. You're willing to...
Admit
it, resign yourself, surrender, whatever you want to say.
And the problem is Stevens can't seem to control.
That's another really interesting issue, because Stevens has been the golden child. He's the Teflon coach.
Yeah, as long as everybody, you know, fell in line.
As long as the expectations were low and the outcome was high and the whole was greater than the sum of its parts. Now you have the whole being less than the sum of its parts. He has all these players who want all this playing time, and he has really found it difficult. I think any coach would. How would you do it? You know, they're probably...
Why is everybody leaving Ainge out of the discussion then?
Well, listen, Danny has done a great job assembling the talent.
Okay, but what are you supposed to do with it?
Now it's the coach's job to put that talent to good use. Danny can only do so much. What can you ask anything more of a general manager than what Danny's done in the last four or five years?
No, but he must have had a plan in mind. You don't just dump a bunch of players on the court.
Well, that's the problem. And I think what they're finding is, and listen, I still think they have a very good shot to go to the NBA Finals, and they can give Golden State a run for its money a little bit. And there's no reason to think this team cannot succeed, But they, our expectations going into the season as well, we thought this was like a 59, 60, 61 win team. They're going to get nowhere near that with all this talent. On paper, this team looks invincible. One game away, one bad game seven at home from going to the finals last year. You know, Kyrie comes back healthy. Hayward's coming back healthy. He's starting to
Look better.
Starting to look better. Well, why did he look better in the last couple games, you think?
No Kyrie.
You know, these guys are liberated when Kyrie's not on the court. And it's, again, I understand. It's a real dilemma for that organization. They look like they're all in. They believe, and, you know, Danny believes, Wick believes, everybody over there believes that Kyrie is the answer to their long-term success. But in the short term, it looks like the Celtics, they're 9-2 in games that Kyrie does not play. And
but yet they're better without him. With him. They're better with him.
You think they're better with him?
Yeah.
So they're 9-2, though.
But that's up to Stevens to control him in terms of what the type of player they want him to be.
But you just told me.
I said he should be a two guard.
Okay. Well, yeah, we all know he's not a pure point guard. He's not a distributor. He's not a player that's going to give up the ball for somebody else's
offense. I mean, they should call him the black hole, because once the ball goes over there, it disappears.
Well, that's who Kyrie is.
I understand. Well, that's right. If you're the coach, you have to control that.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why I'm sure Kyrie did not like playing with LeBron, because, you know, LeBron wanted his points. He was the distributor, but he still wanted his points. You had other players who wanted their points, and he figured, okay, I'm going to come to Boston, and I'm going to be the grand fromage, the top of the heap, A number one. I'm going to be the guy that everything runs through. And he found out it's a little bit harder than that. All right, let's get to the phone. 617-779-7937. Ralphie Boy in Cranston is next on Sports Radio.
Ralphie!
Good morning, guys. Great discussion. And you both have good points, but welcome to the new NBA. You got guys coming in this league a year or two in college, making $30, $40 million a year. What this league is becoming is more of an all-star game on every night. And when you look at what we see here, now, first of all, you mentioned Danny Ainge. Good. People haven't mentioned it. This is not Danny Ainge's fault, but it's Danny Ainge's problem. And he knows this, and he knows he's got the only problem with this team is you've got the wrong guys playing together. And Kyrie is a great scorer. He's a great talent. And he comes in the fourth quarter and takes most of the shots. But that's what he's here for. If you don't want that guy to do that, you don't resign him. And the other guys around him have to be more role players, and they don't really want to do it. I mean, you've got Brown, Tatum, and Rozier proved last year that they can play in this league at a very high level. They almost took this team to the finals. But what Danny has to do with this team, really, if he want to win another championship, and I think he knows it, which is probably why he didn't make any moves at the trade deadline, got to do one of two things. Either not sign Kyrie and build it back with Tatum and Brown. And if you're not going to do that, you keep Kyrie. If you're going to get rid of him, you have to get rid of Tatum, Brown, and your team has to be built on, let's say, trading those guys and all the draft picks for Davis. And this team is going to be built on Davis, Kyrie, and Hayward. And if you're not going to do that, you got to do something to bust it up, because they have so much talent, Craig. Larry, they have so much talent. When they shoot well, look at the percentage, especially, oh, my God, once in a great while, when they offensive rebound, which they really don't hardly ever do that well, they win. They can beat anybody because the talent is there. It does not mesh well, and it's not going to mesh well unless they do one of two things. Either get rid of the young guy, as much as we love Tatum, I do too, and say, you know what, we're going to bring in another guy like a Davis type or somebody else, and we're going to build it around them. Guys, you know, Craig, I love the way you go back in time with the old guys. Those leaders you talked about, they were leaders, vocal and on the court.
Right, and they had the intangibles to back up their game. It was more than just a skill set. They had that intangible galvanizing leadership quality. I mean, Kareem was adrift until he got hooked up with Magic.
I agree totally.
I mean, you don't win 11 out of 13 championships between 57 and 69, talking about Russell, obviously, unless you're not only a great player, but you understand every aspect of leadership and winning. Jordan, obviously, Bird, that team, he was the coach. Let's face it. KC rolled the ball out. No offense to KC. He was the right man for the right job, but Bird was the coach of that team.
I love everything you're saying.
Right,
I agree,
right.
Craig.
But Kyrie can't be that, and I like Ralph. I think you put it in very stark but very precise terms. You have to decide, is it a Tatum Brown team, or is it going to be a Kyrie Davis team or something similar to that? You can't have both.
When we go back, we look at those Bird teams, those great Bird teams. Where would they have been without the Parrish, DJ, who were kind of guys around him that they didn't really care? All right,
right.
You're a phenomenal talent. You take the shots. All we want to do is win. I don't care about taking the shots. You go back to Collins and Havlicek, and those teams had Paul Silas and they had Don Chaney. They had guys in there that said, okay, as you're taking the shot, Kyrie, I'm going to bust my ass to the hoop, and I'm going to get an offensive rebound, and I'm going to come off picks. See, these guys aren't going
right.
to do it with him. So if they're not shooting a great percentage, they're not going to win any.
The old Celtic teams had those role players that they're not.
And they didn't care. See, that's
right.
the difference.
Silas is a rebounder.
Yeah.
I went to a clinic once, a basketball camp, and Silas came down to give a lecture. And it was only about rebounding. The whole lecture for 2 hours, and he was a great guy afterward, had a long discussion with him, was just about...
What was his great number one point?
I mean, it was just boxing out, just ways to box
anticipating.
Out.
Anticipating.
Anticipating.
And to be a role player, that is the best offensive rebounder I have ever seen.
Right.
I've been watching this game for 50 years. That's what he was there for. Craig, right on the head here.
Right.
Well, as much as we joke about Rodman, that's what he wanted to do.
As a player, absolutely. That's why people took his crap. But everything. Yeah,
right. And Jordan knew.
It was so extraordinary.
Right. And remember, Jordan won the second half of those six championships. He won it with Rodman because he knew he needed a guy like that who was willing to do the dirty work under the glass.
And getting back to the leadership, Jordan controlled him. Jordan controlled him, too.
Right.
Kyrie is he leads on the floor. He does. He says, give me the ball, I can do it. But he's not vocal. And this is not an old, young thing that people say, well, they got young guys. It's those guys do not want to stand around. Look when Kyrie takes these shots.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
They just stand around. Nobody does anything. And you're not going to win championships with this combination.
So,
this is not Danny's fault.
So Ralph, when they – and I know it – thanks for the call. Excellent
Ralph,
stuff.
Good call.
And I know after the game, emotions run high. But what Marcus Morris said after that Clipper game last Saturday where they blew the 28-point lead, this is not fun. Let's face it. He's talking about Kyrie. It's not fun. If I'm a Rocket, I don't want to play with James Harden. If I'm a Celtic, I don't want to just stand around and watch Kyrie
and watch
take all the shots.
Else do their thing.
Yeah. And as a fan, I know you want to win. And I know it's exciting. I saw him live doing it against Golden State. They came up short. He had a couple of unforced errors, a couple of mistakes down the stretch. He's a great player. He's not your best player. He's a great Robin. He's just not a Batman.
See, I think the best player on your team has to have a relationship with the coach at some point. You have to be on one accord.
Well, so what do you
And I don't think Kyrie wants that, and I don't think he is.
Well, the other thing is, I think that the role of Stevens has changed when you have a guy like Kyrie on the floor, on the team.
Well, he forces.
Right. Because we really believed up until Kyrie that Stevens was an anomaly in the NBA. He was actually a coach that had power. There was clout. He had an effect.
Player's coach.
He wasn't a player's coach. See, what Kyrie needs is like a Tyree, what's his name, Ty Lue. He needs a guy, a Casey Jones.
I'm not sold on Ty. Yeah. I agree with you in terms of Ty Lue. Roll a ball on the floor.
Right.
But I don't think he was that good a coach.
Well, they won a championship with him, and Kyrie had a lot to do with it. Yeah. But Kyrie, for whatever reason, it just doesn't seem, and I think Antoine Walker speaks very perceptively, it just doesn't seem like he totally buys in. Forget about the Celtic franchise. I don't think he buys into this particular dynamic, what is happening with this
team. No, but there's a reason when they refer to Celtics pride and the way the Celtics played over the years and everything. They did have a collection of, they had a couple of superstars and they had a collection of players who just wanted to win.
And you know what? You have to have that any championship team. Maybe outside of Golden State, you have to have guys who are willing to do the small things, the little things to win championships that don't necessarily go noticed all the time.
But see, why do you love Curry so much?
I don't like Curry at all.
You don't like Curry?
Oh, I thought you said Kyrie.
No, Curry. I love Curry.
Yeah, but Curry isn't really Curry. That's a different franchise altogether. Who is Durant the galvanizing force in that team?
No.
Is it? But they have
Thompson.
But they have the grit guys, Draymond Green. Okay, he might be the leader on that team. He's fiery.
Right.
You know, he does the little things. You know, he could be a much bigger force offensively, but he's willing to give up that part of his game.
I'm asking, why do people love Kyrie so much? Curry.
Because he's just a pure shooter who seems to love every part of the game.
Right.
He loves playing basketball. But
you know what else? He's not a pain in the
The other thing is, Larry, he does it within the flow of a team game.
Yeah.
You know what? And the Celtics can get into that. Celtics can look like a very team-oriented passing basketball team. But in the fourth quarter, it all breaks down, and then Kyrie's got to take over, and it's a different thing altogether. 617-779-7937. This opening hour of Mustard and Johnson brought to you by ServPro. More of your phone calls coming up right after this.
He's a spoiled child.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mustard and Johnson are on now. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI at WEEI.com.
I spent the last 8 years trying to do what everybody else wanted me to do, trying to make my decisions, and trying to validate the media, through other personnel, managers, anybody in this business, and I don't owe anybody. I think that the confidence that I have in myself and my abilities, I want to be able to control what I want to control.
Has your mindset shifted in regards to re-signing with Boston? Like the announcement?
Ask me July 1st.
It hasn't been fun for a long time, man. It hasn't been fun for a long time. No matter, you know, winning or not, you know, the attitude is, you know, it is what it is.
Just paint it black over there in Celtic land. Kyrie says, ask me July 1st. I don't know anybody,
I think Antoine Marcus said it most succinctly. Yeah, I really do. I don't think he's in his heart.
I don't think Kyrie's yet a true Celtic and believes he's a true Celtic.
Do you believe that Marcus Morris was speaking out of anger and emotion, losing a 28-point lead, or is there validity to his statement? There's nobody having fun of it.
I just don't think he likes what he sees, and I think he's a, you know, he knows the potential of what the team can be, and they're not playing that way.
Ironically enough, Morris and Tatum are the only two guys whose numbers, anyway, are pretty much the same when Kyrie's playing or when he is not. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Tom and Everett is next on Sports Radio.
Hey, Tom.
Craig, Larry.
How are you?
What's happening, Thomas?
Very good, except Craig, let me just take you to task right here, okay?
Wait a minute. You always go after Larry. I always like to sit back and you cross-examine him.
This is a little different because I'm recognizing something here, okay? You are in love with Danny Ainge. Let's get that right out there. You don't like Kyrie, and somehow or other, you started to compare Kyrie to James Harden is sort of what you're saying today. That's what you're saying, okay? Now, to your boy Ainge.
My boy Ainge.
Your boy Ainge, if it wasn't for his buddy Kevin McHale running Minnesota into the ground, we'd have nothing to show for the Danny Ainge era here in Boston.
I agree. You make a legitimate case, as you always do each and every work day, I'm sure, over at the Middlesex County Courthouse.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Okay. I agree. Danny has won one championship, and I think that you could probably credit Kevin McHale for a little help with that one.
Right. The general manager.
Hey, Kevin McHale. Hey, Tom, Kevin McHale got a ring.
Right. Well, he should have got a couple of rings for that one. But let's go a step further. Now you're in love with Danny Ainge. He knows all, traded of this Celtics franchise in the hands of the guy you despise, Kyrie Irving.
No, you make a good point. They're walking on eggshells. I've said that. They don't want to ruffle any feathers. I agree. Okay, can we agree on this? Danny's done a terrific job collecting draft picks and amassing talent.
Big deal.
Okay.
Collect draft picks from here to next to the Pacific Ocean.
And Tom, you're making a very good point. He has to take it now to the next level.
Forget taking it to the next level. What next level? If Kyrie walks, there is no next level. Davis isn't coming here. And these people who think that we're going to build with Tatum and Brown. Congratulations. You are now the Milwaukee Bucks of the 80s.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking at, Craig. And who put this all together? Your buddy, Danny.
All right, so what you're saying is that he should completely cave and kowtow to whatever Kyrie Irving wants.
Okay,
is that what you're telling me?
Way off. Kyrie is a top five player in this league. You, for some reason, will not accept that.
This
idea that you don't like how Kyrie plays. You know, at the end of the game, it's Kyrie time. When the Celtics won their last championship, at the end of the game, it was Paul Pierce.
Yeah, but you had
it's the same thing.
It's different because Paul Pierce played within the flow of the Celtics.
You know, people criticize Kyrie always. You know, there's no flow. What did he do? He went out 18 assists against Toronto. He does whatever he wants. He's that kind
of player. I'm not going to argue with statistics, but why does Terry Rozier and Gordon Hayward in particular, Brown to a lesser extent and certainly Smart, why do they always play better when he's not on the floor?
They play better, okay? You know, it cracks me up. They play better. This team, for the last few years, they're the little engine that could. You know, they all play, they're running harder, they try harder than the other team. To win in that league, you need superstars. He is a superstar. You cannot win the championship without Kyrie. This crap that they're better without him. Go ahead. Congratulations. Keep watching this team. Oh, Terry Rozier, what a Terry Rozier couldn't hold Kyrie's jock, and that's just the way it is.
Now, where's Danny Ainge? Where's Danny Ainge and all this?
Danny Ainge is ready to. I just told you. He puts all his faith in Danny. Danny has put all his faith in Kyrie Irving, Craig. What do you think about that?
So what if Kyrie decides to break off the engagement and there is no wedding on July 1st?
Well,
then what are you going to do?
Oh,
so you're not putting any of the responsibility on Kyrie?
Oh, God, listen to me. The players, you know, you guys all crack me up, you know. This is why you love the NFL, because it's freaking borderline slavery, and they cut guys whenever they feel, you get injured, see you later. The NBA, these guys run the show. They run the show. Now, this guy at the beginning of the year said he was coming back. He was everybody's hero. Now he gets a few microphones in his face. This is the NBA. This is the drama.
So you're like Larry. So you're willing to just cave and surrender, and that's just the way it is.
Cave. They should have got rid of Jaylen Brown at the trade deadline. They've got all the same pieces.
They can't get rid of them because they need some collateral for the trade.
Collateral. Like, you know, what?
The world is flat.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something.
There are no dinosaurs.
The NBA, there's a handful of guys running the show, and they're all wearing uniforms. Don't worry, Kyrie's not going to L.A. He might go to New York, but the odds are Kyrie's staying here. The question is, what's Trader Danny going to do to make this team better, Craig?
Well, he's going to have to get AD. He's going to have to promise that he gets AD or somebody else. Otherwise, Kyrie is going to take his ball and go to New York. Good stuff, Tom. 617-779-7937. One down, one more to go. The Pony Express.
We'll give you a chance to find your head.
Dickerson and James coming up next on Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.